The top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI opened the second special assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa in St. Peter's Basilica today. Emer McCarthy reports.
Africa, the spiritual lungs for all humanity, risks being infected by a toxic spirituality imported from the so-called First World. The Church in Africa must renew its mission to face the challenges of globalization, because Africa's most priceless treasure is not her wealth of natural resources, rather her vitality and her spiritual and cultural life, which mankind needs even more than raw materials.
Christus vincit, Christus regnat, Christus imperat.
On Sunday, 290 Synod Fathers, vested in liturgical green, gathered around the high altar of St. Peter's to listen to Pope Benedict's words and celebrate the Eucharist with him. They were drawn from across Africa's 52 nations, led by Cardinal Turkson of Ghana, Cardinal Napier of South Africa, Cardinal Sarr of Senegal, and Cardinal Arinze of Nigeria. They were together to pray for a fruitful outcome to the Synod on the theme of reconciliation, justice and peace in Africa.
Macy's great ecclesial event strengthens the Church in Africa in her witness to the Gospel of Jesus Christ.
In his Angelus after Mass, speaking to thousands of pilgrims and visitors who followed the celebration on giant screens in St. Peter's Square, the Pope warned that this three-week synod is not a study conference. We are not the protagonists, he said. It is the Lord who guides the Church. A Church, noted the Pope in his homily, that has grown. In little over 30 years, the number of Catholics on the continent has increased from 55 to 146 million.
Negli ultimi anni la Chiesa Cattolica in Africa ha conosciuto un grande dinamismo.
But Pope Benedict remarked that just as the natural resources in Africa continue to be a cause of exploitation, conflict and corruption, the spirituality of its people is under attack from materialism and nihilistic thinking.
In questo senso il colonialismo, finito sul piano politico, non è mai del tutto terminato.
He warned against the spread of fundamentalist religious groups who do not teach and practice love and respect for freedom, but intolerance and violence. Then, reflecting on the day's gospel from St. Mark, he asked the Synod Fathers to focus on three themes during their discussions in the coming weeks: the primacy of God, marriage, and children.
Si unirà sua moglie e due saranno un'unica carne.
Pope Benedict remarked how the continent's many different cultures all seem to agree that God is the creator and the source of life. Life, he continued, is manifest primarily in the union between a man and a woman and in the children they bear. This, he remarked, is divine law written in nature and thus stronger and more prominent than any human law.
La realtà dell'infanzia, che costituisce una parte grande e purtroppo sofferente della popolazione africana.
The reality of childhood, which is a large and unfortunately suffering part of the African population, also merits discussion, said the Pope. The Church must manifest her own motherhood, particularly towards the smallest and the unborn, not just as recipients of care, but as persons in their own right.
I'm very happy to be here because this is a very big event for us African and for our church.
Sister Liliane Sweko is from the Democratic Republic of Congo and was present at this morning's Mass.
It's very important because we need peace. Without peace, it will be very difficult. We are having war, we're having many troubles. We cannot move. That's why we need to be reconciled.
May the Synod also help turn the eyes of the world to the great continent and inspire renewed solidarity with our African brothers and sisters.
In Commons, after the Angelus prayer at midday, the Pope spoke of conflicts that still threaten peace and security of the peoples of the African continent. In particular, he was concerned by the serious incidents of violence of late in Guinea, inviting all parties to dialogue and reconciliation. Indeed, during Mass, he had said, reconciliation is a gift of God that men have to plead for and accept. It is the stable foundation on which to build peace and a prerequisite for true progress of both mankind and society as a whole. Sadly, to the strains of a choir who had travelled from the heart of the forgotten continent, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Pope Benedict asked for prayers to guide the Synod's work and the future of the Church on the continent, which he described as one of hope. I'm Emer McCarthy.
And after the Angelus prayer this morning, Pope Benedict also recalled the victims of a series of natural disasters that have ravaged the Pacific and Southeast Asian region this week. The Pope appealed for solidarity and aid from the international community for the thousands affected by the tsunami in Samoa and Tonga Islands, the typhoon in the Philippines, Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia, and the devastating earthquake in Indonesia.